The second issue that was raised with me was, if we are going to use fulvestrant, would you use a loading dose? And you take about 3 to 4 months to reach a steady state. And so that's really one of the issues about dose in Fasolodex. It's not the only issue, but it's one of the issues, should you use a loading dose? And the currently used 250 model, it takes almost 3 to 4 or 5 months to get to a steady state. However, if you give 250 milligrams in day one, 250 milligrams on day 14, and 250 milligrams on day 28, and then continue at 28 days, then you get to a steady state much quicker. And so that's the question. Should you give an extra dose at day 14 with the currently used 250 milligram dose? I've got to say, not usually. In fact, I'd say very rarely. And I have used it in certain patients. I use it in patients where you may have one chance at endocrine therapy, and with one other endocrine therapy, if you're coming back to it, say, after chemo, and usually it's in patients with visceral disease, and even then it's a small minority of cases, usually extensive. And again, I say life-threatening when they've no other options. These are patients who are coming back maybe to fulvestrant after having tried other chemotherapy regimes, and people say there's nothing left to try, but they are ER-positive. Would you give them fulvestrant? Then in those situations, I would give them a loading dose, because I think that's probably important. But unusual. And normally I would use a 250 milligram 28 days. Thank you very much.
Thanks, John. This clinical situation of a patient who's relapsing on an adjuvant aromatase inhibitor obviously is going to become much more common as we've seen a shift towards AIs in the adjuvant setting.